Call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Hey, Mike, it's been so long since you've been on the show that I'm having trouble finding
You don't even know where my music is?
The theme music is missing.
How do we do this?
I know.
Seriously, right?
This
it's
isn't
like
right.
Starting all
I'm
going to
find some music for you, but I don't know if this is... Oh, here we go. All right. Now we can start this thing. Ladies and gentlemen, Friday mornings, we are joined by the entertainment editor for the River Cities Reader. He's the movie critic there as well. What other hats are you wearing nowadays?
I'm the calendar editor. That's most of my week, is to be honest.
Well, that's a big job, though.
That's a huge job, yeah.
He's a bon vivant and man about town.
I am a renaissance dude.
He's our guy, Mike Schultz. Mike,
it's really good to see you guys again.
Yeah,
it's a long time, yeah.
You decided you want to watch movies for another year of your life?
Oh, what the hell.
Let's thought this was going to be a little awkward. I'm glad this is over.
Just like riding a bike, baby. You know, get right back in it.
So,
we're fine.
I mean, there's no way we can talk about all the movies.
There's no way. Where would we even begin?
Since the last time we spoke.
No. Well, I guess you could give us a yay or nay.
Well, we could, yeah. We could do that real fast.
Just yay or
see
nay.
What's playing?
True Grit, is that any good?
True Grit is great.
Is it?
Yeah.
I gotta see that.
True Grit is fantastic. And it's making big bucks. I'm so glad.
All right.
What a nice thing. All right, let's figure out what's playing here, because we haven't talked about anything.
Black Swan, I read that review. You like that
Black
a lot.
Black Swan was insane.
Yeah.
See, but Rhonda went and saw
great.
It.
Great.
And she saw it with friends, and they were like, this is dumb and not scary.
It's
supposed to be scary.
I think just kind of disturbing and edgy
whatever.
And
they were just like, no. they were like cheering for the girl to get it.
Well, you
don't ruin it for
but,
me.
But you're allowed to, I think. So I don't. Okay.
Let me ask you this, because I've heard rumors that Mila Kunis, Natalie Portman, that they make out.
Oh yeah,
And she and Natalie
it's
Portman
like a
gets
Mulholland Drive make out there. Yeah.
So it's hot.
Oh,
and is Natalie Portman naked in this movie?
No, Natalie Portman doesn't do nudity. No, please. She went to Harvard. No, she doesn't. She's actually
been naked in movies.
I don't think so. She's made. She's done interviews where she said she would never do it. She's been all kind of like.
Oh well, then I'm instantly not interested.
Are they both whack jobs or just one of them?
You can't even say.
Okay,
don't
all right,
it.
Okay.
Ghosts, I thought it was great.
You thought it was great.
I loved it.
Because I thought they would like it, too, because all the reviews have been. Yeah. She came back and was like, stupid.
Wow, okay. That's not going to be everyone's cup of chamomile.
What else has come out in the last couple of...
Let's see. How do you know that James Brooks movie? Bleh.
That's not in movies. That's not in theaters anymore.
It's still there, amazingly. I don't know.
What was that one again?
Reese Witherspoon and Paul Rudd.
Yes.
Who cares?
Yes.
Gulliver's Travels. Did you see that?
I did. It's terrible.
Really?
Wow, it's terrible. It's a little worse than Little Fockers, which is really terrible.
Is it Jack Black may never work again bad? Because that's something I heard
someone
say.
It should never work again bad, for sure.
He's got quite a streak going,
doesn't he? He's got Kung Fu Panda coming up, so he's okay. Yeah. But boy, it's terrible. Yeah. It makes you never want to watch Jack Black again.
Yeah, I'm kind of already there.
Yeah, and Little Fockers just needs to go. That was terrible. The Fighter was interesting. The Fighter was not a very good movie.
No.
Kind of a mess, but really entertaining. Really, really... The acting's really strong.
Everyone's saying this Christian Bale's going to win the Oscar.
He's going to win the Oscar. You lose 40 pounds, you act all cracked out.
How about the King's Speech? Is that worth seeing?
I thought it was good. Yeah. I thought it was... It's really entertaining. It's pretty strong.
What's the gist of this? This guy has trouble speaking?
Yeah, this is King George VI, who had to announce World War II, basically, but he couldn't get out a sentence on the radio because he stammered so bad, much like myself this morning. And so he gets a speech therapist who kind of works him through his trauma. Somebody's compared it to the Karate Kid. It's kind of like that. He goes to his older, wiser mentor.
Is Elizabeth Shue in it?
No, but you got Helena Bonham Carter. Which is just about the British version of
Of her. I'm glad you qualified that. I thought you were going to say just as good.
Yeah, it's entertaining.
I was going to ask you to leave.
Right. It's weird. It's fine, but you've seen this before.
He had to announce that World War II is going down.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Couldn't really do it.
Well, I mean, he just couldn't speak. He had a huge stammer. He just could not.
So then he works on it, and then he does a speech down the road.
Right, and then the audience stands and applauds.
It's not like we'll put off World War II for a while.
No. Not at all. I might have simplified that a bit.
They wanted to start the war like a year and a half earlier.
Right, but
he just couldn't say it.
I couldn't say it.
His Majesty Mel Tillis couldn't get it out of his mouth.
We win.
Is it 2 hours of that? Because that would drive me a little nuts.
No, it's a lot more fun than that.
All right,
it's just
news.
Not. It's not as deep as I think it thinks it is.
Okay.
It's,
see, I
just
miss
an
this.
Entertaining little movie.
I miss this in the reader, fun. And then we can get to the new two movies that are in Quad City theaters today. You did your top 10 movies of the year?
I did. It just came out yesterday.
Okay, so that's why I haven't seen it then. It just came out yesterday.
It's been online since Monday, but the edition just came out yesterday.
Well, do you remember what they are?
Tell.
Yeah, absolutely.
Number 10.
10, Shutter Island. After a few more viewings, it totally cracked the 10.
Yeah.
Number 9, of all things, a documentary on Joan Rivers. Joan Rivers, A Piece of Work. Have you heard about this?
I've heard it's really good. Yeah.
It's really good. And this is a woman I never cared to watch again in my life.
Yeah.
It's a fascinating little documentary of how a senior citizen who the business does not want anymore,
right,
kind of keeps going at 75. It's pretty inspiring, and
that might be good for
dirty,
you.
She's a dirty old broad.
That might be good for you to watch, Darren. Get some tips.
Ow!
It's coming if it's not already here.
Number eight, Toy Story 3.
Yeah, real good.
Number 7, Let Me In, the vampire movie with Chloe.
Yeah, our
Chloe
girl.
Moretz. Yeah, fantastic. Number 6, True Grit. Which I just loved.
Really?
Number 5, 127 Hours.
Yeah.
Which we haven't gotten here yet, but it should probably get here. Cutting off the arm. Should be getting here, hopefully, by Oscar time. It's really great.
Yeah.
All right. Number 4, Winter's Bone. Movie called Winter's Bone. Kind of this rural Ozarks thriller with Jennifer Lawrence. It's going to be... Yeah, I'm getting, just so you know, folks, I'm getting blank faces by both these
I've
guys.
I've never heard of this movie.
It's out or hasn't been out?
Yes,
or?
It came, well, it didn't ever come here
it
again.
Came here.
But it was released kind of bigger cities in the spring, but it's a really good, strong, kind
Winter's
of scary
Bone.
Ozark. It's like a slower episode of The Sopranos set in the Ozarks. It's really interesting.
Okay.
I loved it. Number 3, The Kids Are All Right. The lesbian sperm donor movie.
Right.
Number 2, Black Swan. And number 1,
wow.
Social
you
Network.
Like Black You like Black Swan that
I
much.
I loved Black Swan.
Huh.
I thought
well,
it was
I'll have to
crazy.
Watch it then because that's odd.
Crazy. I had such fun.
Everyone agrees. What did I read somewhere? It's like 600 of you movie critics all say that Social Network's the best movie of the year.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's 350. But still, that's an awful lot
high.
Of you.
It should be high.
Yeah.
It's
and
great.
Is a lot of that because of it's because it's of its time type thing? Or?
I don't think that has any... I really don't think that has anything to do with it. I mean, I've read... think pieces, you know, on it saying, well, it's you know, says who we are as a people. I don't think so.
First
it's
the first 21st century movie,
it's
isn't
just
it?
Ridiculously well written and directed and acted. I mean, it just reminds you, it's like, well, that's what happens when everything works in a movie. Wow. You realize how rare that is. It's unbelievable. It's at Nova, actually, right now, still.
Well, they're going to...
And
they're
it's
actually,
DVD on Tuesday.
They're going to re-release it in theaters here. Not this week, but next week.
Oh, okay.
Right around the time the Oscar nominations come out.
Which is weird, because it's going to be on DVD and Blu-ray on Tuesday, but go figure.
That's how they roll.
Any way you see it, it's worth seeing more than once. It's fantastic.
The more I think about it, Mike, I like the movie. I didn't love the movie. I sure liked it, but I can't think of a single flaw. I can't think of anything that I would change.
Yeah.
It wasn't one of those movies where on the way out of the theater, my wife and I say, boy, they could have shaved 15 minutes off of that thing.
Yeah.
It's pretty well perfect.
Yeah.
I just didn't love it.
I didn't love it.
But I mean, I guess it's because...
How about you guys? What would you say is at least your favorite from last year? What did you...
See, I don't go to as many movies as I used to.
I know you love Toy Story a lot.
Yeah, I don't want to... As a 38-year-old man, though, I don't want to say Toy Story is my favorite movie of the year.
Yeah, that's fair.
I cried like a baby at that damn thing.
I know.
Just... Balls.
I know you did. That's why I want nothing to do
with it. Oh, it's awful. I'm trying to think of all the movies I saw.
Inception?
I didn't see enough to make
it. Yeah, I didn't like
guess.
Inception. I just got a headache from.
I really loved it the first time. I tried watching it again and fell asleep during 3 separate attempts to watch it again.
Yeah.
I just couldn't make it. I gave up
during Inception. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I guess of all the movies I saw, I'd say Social Network was the best, but I probably only saw 4 or 5 movies last year.
So then do we have what's opening this week?
Well, we've got Darren, Gwyneth Paltrow, my girl, Gwyneth.
She's a country singer?
Yeah, this movie is called Country Strong. She's a fallen country star who embarks on a career resurrection tour with a rising young singer and songwriter. And we have a clip here from Country Strong. 'Cause I'm country strong.
But I won't stay down long.
So she's country
please.
Strong then.
She's country strong.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that'll give her something to sing during the Oscars, I guess. But,
yeah. You get that.
I don't know what the point of that clip was.
I read somebody describe it as a smudgy eyeliner movie, and it's like I think I know what that means. Yeah.
She's just crying the whole time.
A lot of weeping with really heavy makeup.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I could see that. If she gets naked, you let me know.
I will.
But other than that, I'm not.
She's pretty trustworthy. You can count on Gwyneth.
Yeah.
More than Natalie.
Yeah, that should be good. You know who else is in it? Is that Leighton Meester, who I have no use for other than the fact that I like saying her last name.
Yeah.
Come over here, Meester. Park your keister, Meester. Also opening today, oh, Mike,
do you really
have another Nicolas Cage movie?
I know, it starts.
Is it the Season of the Witch?
It must be the Season of the Witch. Nicolas Cage stars as a medieval knight. Man, I've seen some freaky things here in olden times.
Is he transporting a witch?
He's transporting a witch.
He's a medieval knight who's the last hope for the world against an ancient and dark force.
How do you keep a witch in a cage?
This suit of armor is a sign of my spirit of individuality.
George W. Bush is in the movie?
No, that's Nicolas Cage.
Oh, okay.
It was Wild at Heart.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, I knew.
You're the only one that got the reference, then that's fine with me. You park this horse right now! God, I say this all the time. I've got to get a copy of that movie. They called him Jingle Dale on on account of how much he loved Christmas.
I haven't seen that in over 20 years.
I'm making sandwiches! 1 year at Christmas, he put a cockroach right on his anus. I'm making sandwiches! Greatest movie ever. Why do I not have a copy
Why
of that?
Why do you not?
Yeah, I'm going to
get on Amazon right now.
I will as soon as we're done here. In this clip, Bemmin, played by Nicolas Cage, talks to a witch played by Claire Foy. Do you have any idea who Claire Foy is?
I don't, no.
Let's enjoy a clip together.
Okay.
Guy told me what happened on the bridge. He says you saved his life. With one hand. Hard to believe.
We believe what we want to believe. Do you believe I'm a witch, Bemmin? You're not afraid of me. Are you?
You know what? That didn't sound awful.
No, that
it sure,
didn't sound
it sure
awful.
Sound, sure sounded like Nick Cage, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I recognize
him.
He's
got one
this
note.
This is the first of what, like three movies are coming with him in the next couple of months,
Really?
He's got that other weird one, Something from Hell, that big 3D where the devil comes up. And have you seen this thing?
No.
Ugh, it's this. It's by the creators of My Bloody Valentine 3D. It's this new 3D Ghost Rider-y kind of thing. Looks unbearable.
Season of the Witch is in theaters today, and on Rotten Tomatoes, it's got a 3%
rating.
Ooh! Ooh, ouch!
Yeah,
that could be the
3 out of 100 people liked it?
Yes.
Okay.
But that's very low.
That's like his parents and, you know, his agent.
I might have to bring my Tom Servo puppet and sit and watch this one with you. We got movie sign, Mike. Season the Witch and Country Strong, both opening at Rave Motion Pictures Davenport 53. The sponsor of this fine segment, by the way, the IMAX Theater is now open. All digital pictures with more stunning 3D offerings and free refills on large popcorn and soft drinks. Go to ravemotionpictures.com for showtime and advance tickets. And if you're the ninth caller right now, we'll give you a 4-pack of passes to
Mike is here.
Any movie you like. My advice is go to rivercitiesreader.com and make sure you read Mike's reviews so that you know that you're seeing a good movie.
Yeah, hey, you don't want to waste your passes.
Idea in
no,
the world.
But here's the thing. If you see Season of the Witch and it's awful, it didn't cost you a nickel, so quit complaining. 326 Rock, 326
You might want to take a flyer on it.
As always, Mike, thanks for your time.
A pleasure. Good to see you guys.
We're Dave and Darren, 9.